For years, the government's been telling us we have to live within our means, cut our national debt, and get the budget back into surplus. But now, there's a slight tweak. The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, has introduced the concept of good debt versus bad debt. As political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports, it's sparked a debate about what that means and whether the government is moving the goalposts for its own benefit.
In less than 2 weeks, Scott Morrison hands down his budget with the latest details of the government's economic blueprint. But the document itself will have some new features, including showing how much debt each portfolio is responsible for. And Mr. Morrison's making a bid to distinguish between recurrent spending on things like welfare and capital spending on infrastructure. He's now talking about good debt and bad debt.
But I think the principle is pretty clear. I mean, if you're investing in things that boost productive capacity, like infrastructure, like energy infrastructure in particular, then obviously they are assets which return and pay for themselves over time. But if you're borrowing money to spend on everyday expenditure, then in your own household experience, you know that doesn't end well. I mean, in the past, people have said, all debt's bad. Well, there is some debt that you can acquire that can actually pay for itself over time when you invest it in things that boost productivity, that grow the economy in particular, that have an income stream that come back on them.
That has his Labor counterpart, Chris Bowen, scoffing, and he's keen to point out Mr. Morrison's previous insistence that debt was bad.
The team that brought you the debt and deficit disaster now brings you good debt and bad debt. This is a Treasurer hopelessly flailing around in the job. The hypocrisy is just astounding. Now, I'll be interested to see what's in good debt and bad debt in Scott Morrison's books. He'll probably argue that a corporate tax cut generates good debt. He'll probably argue that investment in schools and the future of our children is bad debt. Well, the fact of the matter is that all investment in Australia's future, whether it be in roads and rail and freight, is important, and so is investment in our young people, in better education outcomes, to lift the educational standards in Australia.
Mr. Morrison was challenged on how he categorises education.
Well, everyday expenditure is everyday expenditure. You know, food is everyday expenditure. Now, if you're borrowing money to buy food every week, then that is not sustainable either. It's important. It's very important to eat every day. I probably do a bit too much of it, but it's very important. It's not saying that particular areas of expenditure are unimportant. Of course, they're very important. Medicare expenditure is important. Education expenditure is important. That's why you need to ensure that your recurrent expenditure can be met by your recurrent earnings as a government, and that you ensure that the dollars that you bring in each year from the taxpayer can cover the expenses that you're meeting every day, and importantly, on education and health and things like that.
Chris Bowen argues the government's failed its own test of reducing debt.
Now we see the government moving the goalposts on the accounting treatment of the budget. Well, no accounting changes, no smoke and mirrors exercises will change this government's record when it comes to debt and deficit.
The talk of good debt has sparked some suggestions the budget will contain new infrastructure spending that could be categorised in the good column. Mr. Morrison plays down talk of big new projects.
No, I don't think people should leap to any conclusions about what I'm announcing in the budget. What I'm simply saying is that the government's budget process needs to understand debt better.
Economist Chris Richardson says it is important to look differently at what the spending is intended for.
The broader concept that sometimes, going into deficit spending on the future is an eminently sensible thing to do. Not every transport project or whatever else it may be is a great way to spend money. But a bunch of them do stand up.
Jennifer Westacott, the Chief Executive of the Business Council, also argues that the key is determining that all money is well spent.
Debt is debt. I mean, it all has to be paid back. The question is who pays it, when do we pay it, what level of risk do we put into the budget by having increasing amounts of debt, and then where do we spend it, which is, of course, the more crucial issue. And I think the point he's trying to make is that where we invest it in things that are going to grow our productive capacity, grow the economy, well thought through infrastructure proposals, that is the sort of legitimate use of debt. Of course, you know, we always have to remember that, you know, we're only in a low interest rate environment for a indefinite period. But, you know, look, I think the question really is, have we got the right projects? Have they got the right rigor around them? Have they been subject to proper cost-benefit analysis. Are they projects that the private sector wouldn't invest in? And making sure that we're spending money very wisely.
CEO of the Business Council, Jennifer Westacott, ending Louise Yaxley's report.